ஹொன்ரபிள் எம் ஏ சுமந்திரன் இட கலிங் கரு நலிந்த ஜாதி சமந்தமா முழுசனு கண்ணு
Mr. Minister, thank you very much, Member of Parliament, for elucidating all these points. I am very thankful to you. This is exactly what is happening in the prisons. And this is exactly what I was trying to amend. And Mr. Sumandran, just give me 2 minutes, please. And this is exactly what the inquiry I am holding for.
Okay.
And these doctors who have given this documentation are not within my purview. They are under the Health Ministry. So I'm sorry, I can't take any action on them. So the really Health Ministry is the one who can take the action. And I'm very, very thankful to you for giving and elucidating these points to this assembly today. Because of that only, I'm also holding inquiries regarding them. Thank you.
Honorable Hiruka Premachandra.
Sir, thank you so much for your response. Actually, I'm going to hand over all these documents to you. And I beg you if you can do an inquiry. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, then Honorable M.A. Sumandiran.
Thank you, Honorable Presiding. Thank you, Honorable Presiding Member, for the opportunity to speak on the votes of this ministry. But I'm greatly saddened as I start my speech today that this ministry seems to be the one that is riddled with corruption from the speeches made in this house so far from every member, including the government member who just spoke before me. All have highlighted serious acts of corruption. The honorable member who spoke before me related the story of how when she confronted the Commissioner General of Prisons, that the Commissioner General started to cry, to weep. I wonder whether when we finish the session today in Parliament, that would be the state of the Honourable Minister. I say this with all responsibility because for almost 2 years we have stretched ourselves, accommodated many deviations and tried to work with the Minister, and have dismally failed. Last year, our party president, Honorable Senadi Raja, announced in this house that we do not have confidence in the minister. And 1 year later, we have nothing more to say. We can only confirm that one more year of probation, one more year of trying, has only confirmed to us what Honorable Senadi Raja said at the last budget sessions at this ministry's committee stage debate. This is a very important ministry. It's an important ministry for us. It's an important ministry for the democratically elected representatives from the North and East. And our party commands the majority of the numbers of those elected from both the North and the East. The Honourable Minister will recall that when he was given this task, on the very first day, 3 members of the Tamil National Alliance met him in his own house at his invitation. And we discussed how we could work together. Because Ministry of Rehabilitation, Ministry of Resettlement concerns mostly the war-affected areas. And we represent those people. And it was imperative that the minister worked with us, in consultation with us. That's how we started. But almost 2 years later, I'm sad that we have to publicly say that we have no more confidence in the conduct of this minister. There are many reasons for saying this, and I wish to deal with them one by one. Honorable Ratnayake stated how at the COP inquiry the ministry or the Palmyra Development Board came under scrutiny and how a serious fraud became apparent because the officers themselves had signed and accepted that there was a fraud, that they themselves perpetrated the fraud. I chaired that particular meeting as he disclosed in his house today. Those persons are still holding that office. That board has been changed I don't know how many times. You consulted us initially. You took some of our advice. Some you did not take, but that's all right. You are the minister. We were happy that you at least listened to us partially. But thereafter, there was no consultation whatever. You appointed the chairpersons, you appointed the board members to an important institution like the Palmyra Development Board, which concerns the livelihood of one of the most depressed communities amongst us. The distillery that they own belongs to three cooperative societies. The very fact that those are cooperative societies owned enterprise shows that the benefit of that must go to them. You have hung on to that distillery despite the fact that cabinet appointed. I'm not giving way. Please sit down. Please sit down. I'm not giving way. You can reply. You can reply when you want. Don't interrupt me, please. The economic subcommittee, which both Honorable Senadraja and I attended more than a year ago, almost 1.5 years ago, gave you directions to hand over the ownership of that distillery to those cooperative societies. To this day, you have not done that. To this day, you have not done that. All you say is you want to refurbish it. You want to infuse capital. You are somehow very, very interested in this capital infusion. One would like to know what your attachment to capital infusion is. Those poor people, so many families are struggling to make a living. To this day, they have derived no benefit out of that. It is their cooperative society. They ask us when we have told them 1.5 years ago that a decision has been taken several times in the presence of the Prime Minister. You were directed to do that. And to this moment, you have not carried that out. Secondly, I want to deal extensively with this housing project of yours. In March of this year, 24th of March, you stated in Parliament that Cabinet of Ministers had granted the approval for the construction of 65,000 permanent houses for conflict-affected families in the northern and eastern provinces. It's in paragraphs 844 to 853 of the Hansard dated 24th March 2016. But well prior to that, on the 22nd of September 2015, you say this approval was given. I publicly stated that 1 month prior to that, in August 2015, that you told me in Sampur that ArcelorMittal was going to construct these houses. I raised the issue even then. How come a company that you named even before cabinet had granted approval for the construction of these houses or this project, that you could name the company? And how a tender process could be transparent and just when the minister was able to say who was going to do that 1 month prior to the cabinet approval? I raised that publicly. You had no answer to that. I wrote to you. I wrote to you a letter dated 7th April 2016 after you made this disclosure to Parliament. And I'm tabling that letter. My letter dated 7th April 2016. And in that, I sought information with regard to 15 specific items with regard to the grant of this award. All the tender details. And you went public and said, Honorable Sumandran doesn't know, did not know any of this, has been speaking, basically speaking through his hat, and only now he has sought this information. I sought your information so that I will have it in writing from you, not because I did not know. I knew what I was asking for. And what did I get? On the 20th of April 2016, you replied my letter, and I'm tabling that letter also, not answering any of the queries that I raised. I'll give you some examples. First item that I asked was particulars of the 15 bidders who pre-qualified and their respective submissions responding to the call for expression of interest. Your reply to that, item one, 15 bidders were pre-qualified. Now, is that the answer? Is that the answer? I have asked for particulars of the 15 bidders who are pre-qualified. Your answer is 15 bidders were pre-qualified. Now, what do you take us for? Second, criteria of the subsequently amended EOI. Please see Annexure 1, you say. There is nothing. There is nothing amended. Similarly, for every one of those questions, this is the way you have answered. I'm tabling this so that the country will know how a minister answers a question, particularized questions that I have asked and asked as a member of parliament from the Jaffna district, and this is the kind of answer you gave. Now, this happened in April of this year. I did not make this public. Because we still wanted to work with you. We tried to reason with you. We told you very specifically that there is large-scale fraud in this. There is, newspapers have revealed that one Ravi Vettasinghe is a local agent of ArcelorMittal. You know more than anybody else who Ravi Vettasinghe is. The man who fled this country, man against whom several cases were pending. In the Verahera privatization, what his involvement was, that he was arrested at the Katunayake airport trying to get out of this country. There is no denial that he is a local agent for this company. I'll come to this company and its record worldwide as well. There is revelation in Sunday Times of 25th September recently that says Ravi Vettasinghe hangs around your ministry all the time and is seen It says Sunday Times independently confirmed that this agent had been frequenting Minister Swaminathan's office, making a mockery of the open, transparent bidding process of the government, and has publicly committed itself. Mr. Vettasinghe is a staunch supporter of the United National Party and has in the past funded it. The sources said several members of Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe's inner circle were also supportive of the project being granted to Asylum et al. Now you put the party and your leader also at peril, despite having to eventually repay a towering dollar loan. I'd like to know today from you whether Ravi Vettasinghe is or is not the local agent or connected to Asylum et al. And who is Asylum et al.? This is a company that faces criminal charges all over the world. They have been fined. They have been fined in several countries. The Daily Telegraph reported in 2008 that they were fined in court 26 billion euros. And then again, there was another criminal investigation pending in Paris by a court that they were involved in several hedge funds, which include SRM Global, Trafalgar, and Atlanta Wealth. There was another huge fine that they paid for cartel. This company is registered in Luxembourg, and anybody can check, just Google Asylum et al, and it will give you all the full criminal record of this company. Now this is the company that came with an unsolicited or supposedly unsolicited offer to construct these houses, and quoted, even according to your letter to me, 2,188,551 rupees for the construction of one of these houses, a house that has no foundation. I have produced previously photographs of this house, having personally visited it. I have shown it to you, of the gaps that have been plugged with various other material. In my presence, you called and asked the architect or engineer why this was so. I have said in this house previously that I shook the walls and it shook. And I find that recently your comment in the newspaper saying Sumandran must be a superman. No, you don't need to be a superman. Not even a baby can lean against the wall of that house. It will shake. Now, why are you so intent in doing this project, when even recently all of us from the Tamil National Alliance, 16 MPs representing the North and the East, have specifically written to the President and the Prime Minister, stating our reasons, with copy to you, stating our reasons why we do not want this. And, Honorable Minister, you go around the country saying the Tamil National Alliance is against development. The Tamil National Alliance is stopping the government helping the Tamil people. You know all that is false. We only don't want others lining their pockets in the name of our people. That is what we are opposed to. And because of this wrong and false and malicious propaganda of yours, we have, on our own initiative, worked with a group of civil society and produced an alternate proposal which will cost less than half the amount of money that the government was willing to pay if your proposal went through. If your proposal went through for 65,000 houses, the government would have paid $1 billion US dollars over a period of 10 years. the alternate, I have already placed tabled the alternate proposal in this house. And your comment to that is that local banks have only given an expression of interest. That is not so. I have it here, the bank letter, dated 27th May 2016, annexed to the proposal, revised same date, 27th May 2016. The banks very clearly make an offer. The local banks clearly make this offer. And one wonders why. Why you want to indebt this country to a foreign loan twice as much when this can be done with local loans that five local banks are willing to fund and twice as many houses. Not only that, 13,000 people can find employment for 4 years. So even the cost of that part of the cost, 40% of the cost of the house goes to our people as employees, not prefabricated somewhere else and brought and installed here. It's built with brick and mortar, the kind of houses that our people want, the kind of houses that they want to leave to their children, their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. It can go on for 4 generations. So the most curious thing is when you have an offer like that, that has been responsibly placed by us in this house. We did it because several submissions of that proposal to you have gone unheeded. You have not acted on it. And even now, after we brought this out, we are being told, let Minister Swaminathan have 10,000 houses. Why should Minister Swaminathan have 10,000 houses? Aren't the number of houses that you have enough for you? Why do you want 10,000 houses now? Why do you want this on your head? Why do you want to spend the money of this country, indebting the country to a foreign loan, whatever be the sum, and help other people make money on the travails of our people? I'm not saying you are making money, but imagine what the necessary inference will be. If you stand on your head like this and insist that at least 10,000 houses must be built, what will be the inescapable inference? Why are you at this stage in your life subjecting yourself to this kind of criticism? This is the, if I might say, the proverbial last straw. After all of us have been writing, informed that not more than those two houses that were built as model houses should be built using this prefabricated material, that you decide to still go ahead. You are being defiant. You are still making statements to the press. He's challenging, saying that, there I can see the headlines, Tamil Kootamaipin Maattu Vittu Thittam Sathiyam Illadhu. Yen Sathiyam Illadhu? You have said there must be political reasons why we are opposing this. I've challenged you, Minister Swaminathan, to tell us what those political reasons are. Just 2 days ago, you have made a speech where you have said 13th Amendment to the Constitution is adequate solution to the Tamil national question. How dare you say that? Who are you to say that? Did the people elect you to come here and say these things? You have been appointed as a member of the steering committee to draft a new constitution. Why do we need a new constitution if 13th Amendment is the solution? I mean, ask yourselves those basic questions before you speak. You don't realize the kind of damage that you are doing to the community merely because you bear a Tamil name. We can't allow you to continuously damage our people's future in this country like this. We have borne enough. This must stop at some point. And if you cannot, I ask with all respect, please resign your portfolio. Take some other portfolio. Give this to somebody of another community who will do a better job to our people. I'm sure there are many others capable and willing and conscientious who will do the work of resettlement and rehabilitation to the Tamil people of this country than you are doing at the moment. So it is our request today in this August House that you please relinquish the portfolio of rehabilitation and resettlement and give it over. Today, yes, today. We'll be forced to call for a division and demonstrate this is a country. Thank you.
There are two issues the Honourable Member had brought in. The first issue was regarding the Dikkam and the Dikkam distilleries of the Palmyra Board. Now, the Palmyra Board Dikkam distilleries, as probably is well aware, it has run at a loss, and completely the alcohol that is there in that Dikkam is all go waste end of the year. And I gave an assurance. Now, just allow me to speak now, kindly. You kindly sit down and let me speak. Mr. Chairman, get me the right to say, I have no disturbance on this, I have a right to speak, reply. And this question of this, I had gone, because I'm, you sit down, he's not gone. Yeah, I will take, let the Prime Minister take my perspective. What is the direction? Yes, so that is, he's handed over. Excuse me. It is being, it is not under my ministry. Excuse me. Now let me explain this situation, please. The question remains, I have told the 80,000 people who are there, the depressed class, I will do the Dikkam distillery and give it back to you. I have told that in public statement, in public issues, I have told this in Jaffna. It is not me. I am not. Excuse me. Now let me. No. Let me reply this. No. Sir, there is nothing to be obstinate. I am only replying.
Very nice. It's a Jaffna battle by words, nothing else. So we will sort it out.
No, sir.
Yeah. No. Jaffna votes went for. No. Jaffna votes went in for Mrs. Maheswaran. So we got one member in. You got the majority of the members in. You didn't get anyone in. What are you shouting? How did you treat the people of Jaffna? How did you treat the people of Jaffna? You ask the Honourable Member what happened to the journalist in Jaffna. How many journalists are living today? People in Jaffna can walk in peace now. People in Jaffna, whatever problem we have with Mr. Swamina, our minister, and they have, we know one thing. They can shout here. Look, in the last government, if they shouted at a minister like that, that MP would have gone. What happened to Ravi Raj? At least you can shout at him and you can shout at him. So what happened? You investigated Battalanda. Nothing happened. So don't worry, man. Today, you know what happened in Jaffna, no? People are not safe. People disappeared. And now you all are trying to. So within it, now we have promised to develop Jaffna. and there's a difference of opinion as to how the minister should do it. So don't worry, I'll summon both parties. Yeah, I'll summon both parties and we resolve it, and we are giving more money to Jaffna. ව්‍යාපනයේ විසු ඡන්ද දීලා කිව්වා මොකක්ද ඕන කියලා. ඉතින් අපිට දැන් තියෙන්නේ කොහොමද සංවර්ධනය කරන්නේ. සංවර්ධනයේ පිළිබඳව, සම්බන්ධයේ පිළිබඳව යාපනයේ නියෝජනය කරන ඇමතිතුමන්ලයි අපේ ඇමතිතුමයි අතර විශාල මතවාදයක් තියෙනවා. ඒ මතවාදය අපි උණ්ඩ පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ නැතුව සාකච්ඡා කරලා විසඳගන්න. අපේ මේ සේනාධිරාජ මන්ත්‍රීමටම මුදල් ඕනේ. We'll give you more money. In fact, we have decided our tank clearing program will be in North Central. Uturumeda hon nodanadda Uturumeda api ayilla Uturumeda hatta wasemma kuda wæu pratisangvidhana karana hodai da nadda හයිද අන්නේ ඒක තමයි උතුරේ කරන්නේ. ඒ කියන්නේ සිංගල මිනිස්සුර කරාම හොඳයි, දෙමළ මිනිස්සුර කරාම හොඳ නැහැ කියලා. ඒකද කියන්නේ? ඒ කියන්නේ සිංගල මිනිස්සුර කරාම හොඳයි, දෙමළ මිනිස්සුර කරන එක හොඳ නැහැ කියලා. හරි. ඕක නිසා හැමදාම ඔබතුමන්ලා ඉන්නවා විපක්ෂේ. අපි ඉන්නම් හැමදාම ආණ්ඩු පක්ෂේ.
Honorable leader of the opposition.
Sorry, member. Yes. May I have your permission to pose one question to the Prime Minister. Honorable Prime Minister. Our people have suffered for a long time. Yes. All their houses have been destroyed. We are in a position to get some houses. Why do you want our people to live in a cage? We want a house. We don't want a prefabricated cage built of steel. We want a house built of brick and mortar. That's in keeping with our civilization, in keeping with our culture, in keeping with our way of life. That will last 3-4 generations. Half the cost to your steel house. Why do you want to spend double the money on a steel house which in fact is a cage when you can build a house at half that cost and our people will be happy? And all members of parliament from the north and the east representing the Tamil people have written to you, have written to the president with a copy to the prime minister that this prefabricated houses be abandoned, and we have come up with an alternative proposal. Banks in Sri Lanka, 5 banks are prepared to finance the construction of these houses. We can build double the houses with that amount of money. Why aren't you taking it? Why is that not being taken? We can build double the houses. Kindly give me a direct answer. Kindly stop this.
And honorable leader of the opposition, the bulk of the houses that are being built will be of brick. There have been requests by some members to have prefabricated houses. We say we'll have some, and if there's a demand, we'll have more. If there's no demand, honorable leader of the opposition, like in this part of the country, we are having some prefabricated houses. The bulk are going to be in brick and all. So what we want to do from next year is to ensure, and I will call a conference of all of you and brief you all on how you are going to do this. And I can tell you that virtually 80% of the houses will be either built by brick, either by self-help mode, or we will build the houses. As you say, contractors can take over and build. Already the army has built some houses and it's given you... They are doing that. But I can tell you one thing, that you all are going to live in the huts that people of the north were confined to just after 2009 and didn't even have the freedom to move. So within it, I can assure you that your demands of what the people want will be done. There will be no problem about that. And if you want, I can meet you all. We'll meet you with the minister and the other ministers all, and finalize how the breakdown is going to be. So that should be no problem at all. And
yes, honorable
respectfully pose this question. About 10,000 steel prefabricated houses, with the same money, 20,000 houses can be built. Why should we spend money on 10,000 steel houses, when with that money 20,000 houses can be built and 10,000 more families will benefit. I would therefore ask the Prime Minister to kindly even reconsider the question of building 10,000 prefabricated houses. I am quite prepared to talk to the Minister and persuade him. I requested for a meeting, but unfortunately the Minister couldn't oblige.
You, Honourable Leader of the Opposition, you all met me and we've agreed there have been some members who wanted, so we'll assess the demand and make a final this thing. But let's get building. Let's get at least, we have a certain number of houses have been built. Let's start building the rest of the houses in the north. Why? He's building in your areas. We are building houses. What's the point? No. Dadara, Mantri Tuma Matakrana Kamati, Vatuvala Jeevat Vena Janatava Innova, Kandukaret, Kisima Nivasan Natiya. And ඒ ආයත දෙනවා අනික අනික නෑ අනික මේ මේ හරි දැන් අහන්න මම කිය අනික මේ රටේ ජනතා වතු සංවර්ධන මණ්ඩලයේ ඒ වගේම රාජ්‍ය වැවිලි සංස්ථාවේ ඒ සියලු සංස්ථාවල මා මේ 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 මා මේ මහනුවර වැඩ කරන සිංහල දෙමළ මුස්ලිම් හැම එක්කෙනාටම අපි ඉඩම් දෙනවා වගා කළා තමන්ගේ ගෙදර හදා ගන්න කියලා තමන්ට ඒක එන අවුරුද්දේ එන්න සහභාගි වෙන්න මම ආරාධනා කරන්නම් සහභාගි වෙන්න සහභාගි අපි උතුරට දෙනවා දකුණට දෙනවා අපි උතුරට දෙනවා දකුණට දෙනවා නැගෙනහිරට දෙනවා කොළඹට දෙනවා හැමතැනටම ගෙවල් දෙනවා අපි මොකද්ද ඔබතුමන්ලා කරේ ඔබතුමන්ලා යාපනයේ ගිහින් රජමාලිගාවක් හැදුවා ලංකාවේ තියෙන හෝටල් එකකට වඩා හොඳ එකක්. ඔය දැන් කතා මේ ඔතුමාල ඇවිල්ලා යාපනයේ ජනතාවට වල්ලිකාම ප්‍රදේශයේ ජීවත් වෙන්න බැහැ කිව්වා. ඔබතුමාලා මේ පල්ලි කැඩුවා, කෝවිල් කැඩුවා, මොකුත් ඇදුවේ නැහැ. මොකද්ද කරේ අපි දන්නවනේ. හරි, දැන් අද අපි ඔය ටික කරමු. නෑ මට බයක් නෑ. මේ මම ආවහම සුමන්දිර මම ආවහම සුමන්දිරන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමාට කතා කරන්න. ඔබතුමාලා මං එක හැප්පුනේ වෙන කවුරුවන් නෙමෙයි. මං ආවේ එතුමා කියන ප්‍රශ්න වලට පිළිතුරු දෙන්න. එතන ප්‍රශ්නයක් ඇති වුණා. මේ අපි හදන නිවාස වර්ගයේ කුමක්ද prefabricated houses, the majority ones non prefabricated houses, we have allowed that, so there is no problem. It's now finding the money and starting it off, and that's what we want. We need another $1 billion minimum to get the north started. I met with the chief minister last week. We'll find the money. නෑ මිනිස්සුර බදු ගහන්නේ නැතු හොයලා දෙන්නම්. බය වෙන්න එපා. අපි කර්මාන්ත ශාලාවක් දාන්න යනවා උතුරේ. කර්මාන්ත ශාලා දාලා දෙන්නම්. හෝටල් දාලා දෙනවා. අපිට තියෙනවා විශාල සංඛ්‍යාවකට උතුරේ තරුණ තරුණියන්ට රැකියා දෙන්න. යුද්ධයට සහභාගි වුණ තරුණ තරුණියන්ට රැකියා දුන්නේ. හරි අපි මං කියන්න, ඔබතුමාලගේ නායක ජනාධිපති මෛත්‍රීපාල සිරිසේන මහත්මයාගේ දෙවනි පදවි ප්‍රාප්තිය ඉඳන් මේක ආරම්භ කරන කරුණා කළා ඔබේ නායකතුමාගේ එකට සහභාගි වෙන්න ඔබේ නායකතුමාගේ පදවි ප්‍රාප්තියට. ඔබේ නායකතුමාගේ පදවි ප්‍රාප්තියට සහභාගි වෙන්න මට කෑ ගන්න නැතුව මං පටන් ගේ. අපි පෙන්නන්න හම්බන්තොටි, මේ ඉන්නේ හම්බන්තොටින් පෙන්නන්න. හම්බන් තොටි ඕක පෙන්නන්නම් තිරුකුණා මලෙන් පෙන්නන්නම් බය වෙන්න එපා බය වෙන්න එපා අද නිදහස ඉන්නේ ගෙවල් හදාගන්න නිදහස තියෙනවා ඉස්සර ඒක තිබුණ නෑනේ ඒක තිබුණ නෑනේ දැන් නා ඒක තිබුණ නෑනේ ආ මගෙන් මම එකක් අහන්නයි ඇයි ඔබ තුමල්ලා අර යාපනයෙන් එන සොල්දාදුවට ගල් ගැහුවේ අර බස් එකේ ඉන්න එක්කෙනාට අපි දැකිටලා කියන්නේ ඒක ඇයි ඇයි යාපනයෙන් ආවේ සොල්දාදුවට ඒ රණවිරුවට ගල් ගැහුවේ ඇයි ඔයගොල්ලේ කට්ටිය ගල් ගැහුවේ කවුද ගැහුවේ කුරුනේ කුරුණෑගල තමන්ගේ කට්ටිය මීගමුවේ කට්ටිය ලැම්බර්ට්ලා කවුද ගල් ගැහුවේ දැන් තමයි දැන් තමයි හිතන්නේ ඇවිල්ලා ඇවිල්ලා රජේ බස් 88කට ගල් ගැහුවා දැන් ඇවිල්ලා කතා කරනවා ඒක ඒක තමයි ඒක ඒක තමයි කතා කරන්නේ හරි අපේ කාලේ හරි අපේ මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ආ හරි අපේ අපේ කාලේ පුස්තකාලේ ගිනි තිබ්බා අපි ඒ ගැන කනගාටු වෙනවා සමාවිල්ලා තමුන්නාසය කරපු එක දැන් නැකිලා සමාවිල්ලන්නේ
Thank you very much, Honorable Prime Minister. Just I want to reply the two questions, two issues that were brought forward by the Mr. Sumandiran, Honorable Sumandiran. The firstly, coming, I will consider it and tell you tomorrow. What I really want to do today is regarding the Palmyra Board. I just want to clarify this very carefully. The Palmyra Board, the tender is not done by my ministry. That is done by the government agent of Jaffna. He has called for the tender. The tender documents have been called by him, and he will decide who the tenderer is going to be and whom he is going to be given. So it's very wrong for you to say that I was interested in this tender. I am not interested at all in this tender. The tender was given by the government agent who has advertised it. I didn't advertise it. He himself advertised it. And the tender is in accordance with the rules and regulations of the government agent, and we are trying to do the entire Dikkam distillery to the best of his ability and give it back to the cooperative society. We are not taking... Today, the Dikkam is running at a loss. You must always come to know that the Dikkam today is being running at a loss. Do you want a lost thing to be given to you? Then I spoke to Mr. Senadiraja. Mr. Senadiraja said, okay, we are giving you within another 6 months or 8 months' time, we'll refurbish the entire Dikkam factory and give it back to the cooperative. I'm not taking it and running it on my own. And I, that assurance has been given. And Mr. Sumandiran is saying that I asked for a tender. I didn't ask for a tender. The tender has been called for by the government agent of Jaffna. No. Now don't deny. It's on record. You came first of all and told this assembly that as far as Dikkam is concerned, that you had definitely told that. You just speak. You look at what your statement is. So now I have clarified that the money involvement is not done by my ministry. This is done by the government agent of Jaffna. He has called for the so-called tender. He will decide who the tender is going to be. And the Dikkam distillery will be given, refurbished with new machinery, and given back to the cooperative society. And I assure you, and I have told that publicly, because according to you, there is about 80,000 votes involved in this. That's what you all are crying for. The depressed class votes is 80,000 votes. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I have made that very clearly. I clarified that point. The second point is...
Can I tell Honourable Leader of the opposition?
It is being done now, sir. You can speak to the government.
I think we have both agreed that the distillery has to be given back. So we will, with the minister, we will ask the government agent to specify a date on by which the tender is called, and we'll fix a date. So we'll fix a date next year when the Tikkam distillery can be handed over. Now, once the distillery is handed over, get a few, at least get 50 bottles and send it to the group that calls themselves joint opposition.
Opposition leader, the tender has already been called for. The tender has already been called for by the government agent Jaffna. The tender documents are probably with him. I'm not interfering with any of those procedures. You can speak to the GA of Jaffna, and as soon as the tender documents are ready, he will redo the entire DICCOM, and it will be definitely given back to the cooperative society. You can be rest assured with you, Honourable Dear. Okay, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Remember, by that time, it may be 40.
Then the other point is, Honourable Sumandran raised another issue regarding the prefabricated houses. And he said, excuse me, and he said there has been an alternate proposal. Now, let me reply. I mean, come on. The question that was raised, I must have a right to reply. Yes, sir.
Honourable Prime Minister,
I mean, let him
intervene. Your address and promise to settle the matter, and after that we will go ahead and allow more money to develop the Jaffna. Then we don't want your answers.
But
that's right, please. That's right, take
well, let me let me let
taken
explain,
by the Honourable Prime Minister and said it would be settled. Not you, with you.
Excuse me. That's my point. When I try to explain it in this assembly and give the reply, you don't want the reply. You are just coming, getting up and shouting. The position regarding the, as far as the prefabricated houses are concerned, originally the houses were going to be built with furniture, fittings, computer, and all facilities were going to be given. And because of your objection, I have taken off the furniture, I have taken off the computers, I have taken off the every single facility that was going to be given to those people. And let me speak.
Yes.
Right, I will tell you, I'll come on to that point. Let me speak on that matter, man. Let me speak and explain that to you.
Honourable Minister, You can answer all the questions in your time.
No, I've got time from my state minister.
Okay.
I'm replying on his behalf. No, I'm on his time. And the second, this because it's a vital position, because they are making every day making these false statements in this assembly.
Yes. Honourable Sumandiran.
The Honourable Minister can't get away saying we are making false allegations. I have given you figures. I have tabled the letter that you gave. I'm just saying even now, that even from 2.1 million, you have reduced it to only 1.6 million. That is not false. When the government itself is building brick and mortar houses for 8 lakhs, you want to build prefabricated houses for 1.6 million. Why? Why? Why do you want to use
Pfizer's
money?
This to you.
It's not a false allegation.
Let me explain this to you. Yeah, Mr. Sumandran, let me explain this to you. Why are you getting so excited?
I'm very excited
because you gave me false allegations. Definitely, I will respond to that. Okay, allegations. Then I will say allegations, okay, allegations. Thank you. I withdraw the false and I say allegations, right. Then secondly, as far as the tender procedure of these prefabricated houses were concerned, it was gone through the entire tender procedure for the last 1 year. And so many subcommittees, cabinet committees have gone through this whole tender procedure. There has been no, and I am not obliged to any, when the tender procedures are going in, when Mr. Sumandran had written a letter to me, I am not in a position to divulge the names of the people. Because the 15 people, if you want to see, it's on the cabinet, his cabinet paper is given. I can table that in parliament, I have probably tabled it earlier. So therefore, as far as tender procedures concerned, you can be very, very clear, Mr. Chairman, that every single step as far as tender procedure was concerned was done. Basically, what I am trying to say is for 2 years have lapsed from the presidency election up to now. Not a single house has been properly built in Jaffna. If any one of the... Wait, I'll tell you. Just let me speak with you. I mean, I will tell you what the reasons are. Just give me two. I will give you the reasons. I'm not going to run away from you. I'll give you the reasons. No, I'm not going to run away. I'm sorry about it. I'm not going to run away. I'm going to fight this issue with you all. Because what I'm trying to do is not for you all, it's for the people of Jaffna. And I'll give you all the reasons. Just give me another 3-5 minutes, I'll reply all. The question here remains, all the houses that have been built in Jaffna today, you sit down first. I know about Jaffna more than what you know. I know about Jaffna more than what you know. Don't come and teach me. So, now, yeah. Now, right, let me, Mr. Chairman, let me reply this. Now the question remains, the procedure, all the procedures had been, has been approved by cabinet and tabled in cabinet. I have got a report from the Peradeniya University in response to Moratuwa University. The Moratuwa University report was supposed to be one-handed, because when I spoke to the Vice-Chancellor of the Moratuwa University, he said very clearly that he had not given the authority for the Moratuwa University to give the report. Then I went and spoke to the Vice-Chancellor of the Peradeniya University. Officially, the Peradeniya University has given and submitted a report regarding these prefabricated houses. Some say it's a tin sheet, some say it's so warm, some say it's so cold, and that the Peradeniya University table, the report has been tabled in this parliament. Just give me 5 minutes. Has been tabled in this parliament. As far as the alternate proposal given by Honorable Sumandran, he has said 5 banks have come in to build these houses. If 5 banks are given, he has not even named the single bank's name. He has got a letter from the National Development Bank. I spoke to the National Development Bank high official, and he said that letter is only a letter of intent. There was no commitment whatsoever. In that alternate proposal that was tabled in Parliament by Mr. Sumandran, there is contradiction as far as the price is concerned. If you look at that, he very clearly says there are contradiction on that. I will table that later, because I am not well prepared to do that, but it's contradiction on that. You can take my word on that, and you can even put it on record. That is contradiction being given. Then number three, if these houses that have been built, when I opened the tender 1 year ago, why didn't this consortium come forward? Why didn't these people come forward and try to build the houses? Why didn't they bring the financiers? Now after we are bringing the, when we are bringing all this procedure and trying to do some development in Jaffna, why are you objecting? If you all want, excuse me, there is a tender procedure was published internationally and locally about 1 year ago. And I don't understand how you all were not aware. You are supposed to be representative of the Tamil community in Jaffna. If you are not aware of the tender procedure, how can I reply that?
Yes, I knew.
The question is, I made a comment in one of them. Let me reply to you, please. Now, I have not said in any stage that I was going. Excuse me. Let me. I told you. I said there are so many companies. I'll give you the reply now. No point. You're raising the voice. I'm replying now. The question. Let me reply this. So the question here remains, as far as the tender procedure is concerned, it has gone through everything. I have made a statement publicly that even companies like ArcelorMittal, who are one of the 100 Fortune companies in the world, they are not a mushroom company that came in yesterday or day before from any other organization. If you look at the Google, you were talking about Google. Put the Google on and see. Every company has got fine. Even many other leading companies, when they are trading, then why is their shares are being traded internationally today? In all the Luxembourg, every single trading company's shares are being traded. If that company is of no value, how can there be a company of one of the 100 Fortune companies in the world? Let's be frank in what you're trying to say. I'm not trying to bring a mushroom company into this country. I'm only trying to do a duty towards the community. I'm trying to build some houses to you. Then again, I want to tell you, Honorable Leader of the Opposition said that he has submitted the documentation to the Honorable Prime Minister and His Excellency the President. I want to tell you that your own members of Parliament have written to me. From Mulletevo, Filinochi, from Batiklo, then also from Mannar, they said they want houses. And they say prefabricated houses. Excuse me, you can sit down. I got the documents in my hand.
Why, yeah. That's it. No member of parliament asked you to build a fabricated houses.
No, I have said.
Please show the letter.
I'll show you the letter. Don't worry. I'll show you the letter.
No.
Right. Right. Okay, I have now explained this to you.
Enough.
I made it very clear to you. I don't want to get into any conflicts with you. I only want to say that these houses are built for the benefit of the Tamil people. I have got 97,000 people written to me in writing. They have given to me in writing. And they want the houses, and also your members of parliament have given me. So, Mr. Douglas Devananda wants 37,000 houses. Yes. Then the other one. So anyway, so you all are not the... Right. Excuse me. Then there are so many other members who are Mulleti. You are Mulleti member of parliament. You are Batiklo members of parliament. You are Kilinochi members of parliament. No, don't say that. Right. Anyway, Mr. Chairman, I have made it very clear to you.
You have taken the entire time of the Deputy Minister.
Pardon?
You have taken the entire time of Deputy Minister. Will you continue for your time?
No, 5 minutes. So anyway, now I'm finishing. I'm winding up. No question. I only went to... thank you very much for giving me time to reply to this question. Thank you so much. Thank you for the cooperation. Thank you.